In its on-again, off-again legal journey over the past 3 years, Wisconsin's voter ID law has been enacted, blocked, provisionally reinstated, upheld, and blocked again.
That's right. After it was first passed by state Republican legislators in 2011, the voter ID law was blocked last April by a federal district judge in Milwaukee who said that it would disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of voters. But then last month, a three-judge panel of the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago provisionally reinstated the law and last week upheld it, only to see it blocked again by the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday.
After that Supreme Court action, Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said he would try to put it back in place still for the November 4th elections.
And so there is no doubt that this law has been controversial. We'd like to hear from you in this. What's your take on Wisconsin's voter ID law? Are you for it or are you against it? Call us 800-642-1234 or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Go right to a caller. We've got Ike on the line in Hartford. Ike, hi.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
What do you think of this?
Well, let me explain very shortly. I am what you would call a legal alien. I'm a German living in the States for 17 years now, so 17 years only. And I simply, I cannot understand, it's incomprehensible to me that a country like the United States with all its possibilities and abilities is not able to straighten out the laws. Everybody who claims he is disenfranchised because he can't get an ID, I bet if I give them a $50 check, they go to the bank and have ID to cash that check. It's incomprehensible to me. Democracy relies on the people of that country going to vote. And with my German background, it is beyond comprehension. So please, then somebody should change the laws if it gives the different courts so many possibilities to waver up and down.
Gotcha.
But having somebody vote without ID, no, sir, that's not democracy.
Ike, thanks for the call.
All right, we've got lots of other callers who would like to join in. Right now we go to Waukesha, and Bob is with us. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've actually lived in several other states. I've lived in Florida and also in Pennsylvania. In both of those states, you need to register to vote and you need to show ID before you vote. It is unbelievable to me that a state as progressive as Wisconsin doesn't have the opportunity for people to show an ID when they vote. It seems kind of ridiculous that this law is being challenged.
So in the other places that you've lived, Bob, has there been any controversy about this, or is it just the way it's always been?
No, that's the way it's always been.
All right. One voice heard from. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for that call. Going out to Jake with us in Madison. Jake, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The way I look at it is if one voter, one old lady or whatever, is denied to vote, dude, it's wrong. The whole law is fundamentally wrong. Okay, we have the right to vote in Wisconsin, and even if 12 people try to fraudulently vote, I don't care. It's fundamentally wrong if that one person is denied. Thank you.
Jake, thanks a lot for your call. We are getting your opinions, your takes on voter ID here in Wisconsin, currently blocked for the November election, as things stand, probably on the table for future elections, though. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234 or post over at the Central Time Facebook page.
Yep, lots and lots of opinions on this. And next we go to Decorah, Iowa, and Matt's with us. Hi.
Hi. I believe that it's important that you should be able to vote, but it's also important to have an ID to be able to do that. You have to have an ID to get a checking account, to get a job, to open up different accounts, different places. If you are willing to get a job or take the responsibility to vote, it's easy to go get an ID. Thank you very much.
Matt, thanks for that point of view. We appreciate hearing from you.
I'll go now to John in Racine. John, hi, you're on the air.
There are estimated 300,000 people in Wisconsin who do not have an ID for a variety of reasons, and they should not be disenfranchised from their constitutional right to vote. It's different than getting a checking account. This is a constitutional right. I urge everyone to look at Salon Magazine recently or read the recent justice's decision that has overturned this, because there are good reasons why things that make it difficult for some people to get an ID, and they should not be disallowed their constitutional right because of that.
John, thanks for the call as we ask for your opinions on voter ID here in Wisconsin at 800-642-1234.
And boy, are we getting them. Myron is with us now from Milwaukee. Hi, Myron.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. What do you got?
Well, I used to be for voter ID until I realized how many people were disenfranchised, mainly a lot of the older population, for whichever reason, the cause of where they were born and how old they are, and did they even have birth certificates back then in order to obtain legal identification. And I looked at it, I'm like, wow, well, I'm being a little bit selfish thinking everybody could just go out and get an ID to vote and all these things, because I'm just looking at myself. I can do it, but what about the millions who can't do it? So looking at that, if we disenfranchise one person, then the whole law is wrong. And plus, in the state of Wisconsin, we've been voting for years without this. It's like, this is strictly political. They're using this right here just to get as many votes as they can, because everybody has gotten so extreme lately.
Myron, thanks a lot for the call. Interesting to hear how opinions can change in people.
We'll go now to Marty with us in Elmira. Marty, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's my understanding that the percentage of voter fraud in Wisconsin is 0.0034. That amounts to approximately 219 instances of possible voter fraud. Of that, a little more than 100 were people going to the wrong polling place. Now, when something is 0.0034 at fault, does that require any attention?
Marty, thanks a lot for the call. I think we have time for one or two more.
Okay, let's go to Mary now, who is with us from Madison. Hi, Mary.
Hi. My mother-in-law. Okay, she's 96 years old. She has a Wisconsin ID. She never drove a car a day in her life, but she's always had a Wisconsin ID. The reasoning being is if she was in a car accident, riding the bus, and bus is in an accident, she's hurt, she wanted somebody to know who she was, where she lived. From that point, they could find out a relative or something. It was for safety.
All right. Myron, or Mary, thanks for that call, and thanks to everybody who called. A real range of opinions on this. You can keep the conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page.